Embark on a particular methodology of sadhana, which though many people interested in spiritualism have heard about it, but about which nobody knows anything. That is what is known as the Kundalini sadhana. There are a few fundamentals which we will have to recognize, understand and remember before we can go into the real practical aspects of it. The first point we have to remember always is that it is the backbone, which is the main field of activity in Kundalini sadhana, which is known as a battle supreme by those yogis who have undertaken this path. Generally, the backbone is hollow, and in that hollow place, the same matter by which the brain is made up is filled. Through the hollow spinal cord, which is almost made up of the same matter by which the brain cells are made, we have a very fine hollow nadi, which is known as Sushumna. This Sushumna is a hollow empty tube, though very fine. From Svadhisthana, through Sushumna, another nadi goes up, which is known as Vajra. From Manipuraka, inside the Vajra nadi, we have another nadi, which is known as Chitra. And when we go to the Anahata, we have another nadi going to the Sahasrara, which is known as the Brahmanadi. And technically, for many yogis, this is the Sushumna nadi of more importance, that which links the heart, Anahata, with the Sahasrara. And many miracles of conquering death and also the process of sleeping is linked with the Brahmanadi and the path of the Kundalini through Brahmanadi to Sahasrara. This Sahasrara extends from Muladhara to Sahasrara. A straight, balanced, luminous, beautiful path. That is why it is known as Sushumna, that which is beautiful. Now, the yogis take this Sushumna as the primal nadi, the most important nadi, and along with it they have the Ida and Pingala also. So these three nadis, Ida, Pingala and Sushumna, are the three nadis which play a very dominant role in the process of awakening the Kundalini or Kundalini Jagarana. The Ida Pingala nadis coil around each chakra, starting from the left of Mooladhara is the Ida, and starting from the right of Mooladhara is the Pingala, and they coil each chakra, and this coiling aspect continues up to Ajna chakra, where the Ida enters the left nostril from the right. The Ida enters the left nostril from the right, that is where the coiling effect comes, and the Pingala enters the right nostril, circulating around the Ajna chakra, entering to the right nostril through the left side of Ajna. This Sushumna, when it goes up still further, it reaches a part just about the behind of the medulla oblongata, the cervical cord, what is known as the mastishka grandhi, the plexus of the brain. There the Sushumna branches in two directions. One takes a forward turn, takes the route towards Ajna chakra and goes up above to the Sahasrara. And the another branch of Sushumna goes up straight and curves and reaches the Brahmarandra. But these two Sushumna nadis don't meet. They have a break there. And one of the techniques of sadhana is to unite these two, the backward bent Sushumna branch and the Ajna chakra part of the Sushumna part. This body is divided into three parts. When I say the body, I mean the sadhaka's body, the individual body. One is divided, and this division is divided upon their guna, karma and swabhava, basing on the sattva, raja, tamogunas. The whole body with its five jnanendriyas and five karmendriyas, the 10 senses, is influenced by the rajas and tamas qualities. This is known as Kurukshetra or Karmakshetra. So the Karmakshetra is nothing but a combination of the 10 indriyas and the body. These 10 indriyas can again be subdivided each into 10 parts, 10 subdivisions, and therefore we come to a number 100, which is the number of the Kauravas. So the Kauravas are nothing but the sadhaka's sense body, or the body with the senses with which he contacts and acts in the external world. Now, from Mooladhara to Ajna, around the backbone, in the etheric double of the backbone, we have the Shat Chakras, the six chakras. This is the second part of the sadhaka. This is Raja Sattva Pradhana and is known as the Dharma Kshetra and the Kurukshetra. This is the playground or the battleground about which the entire Gita has been developed. Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre, Samaveta, Yutsava, Mamakaha Pandavas Cheva, Kimakurvata Sanjaya. So the clash is between the Kauravas, the senses, turning towards the external world, and the Shat Chakras, though give life to the external senses and nervous plexus, but still, if it can be motivated, controlled and developed to flow upwards from Mooladhara to Sahasrara, we have a number of inner worlds which we can conquer, which are more powerful, beautiful and the basis for the external world. And this internal war, battle or Kundalini Jagarana is possible where Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Pardho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shreer Vijayo Vibhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Where Sri Krishna is the knowledge part, the brain part, and Arjuna is the backbone, who is linked with action, which is devoted to the Lord. So it is a direct relationship between the Jnana Yoga and the Bhakti Yoga. The Lalita Sahasranama explains Kundalini Jagarana as Sri Mata, Sri Maharagi, Srimat Simhasaneshwari, Chidagini Kunda Sambhuta, Devakari Samudyata. Here Sri Mata is the Annamaya Kosha, linked with the desire mind, Pranamaya Kosha, that which have obtained from the mother. The Sri Maharagi is the Pranamaya Kosha which rules the Annamaya Kosha, where the desire mind is controlled by the mind desire, where mind is more dominant. And these mind dominant people, as we have many times understood, are the five types of people who control the external universe: the politicians, the business people, the scientists, the actors and the teachers. So these are the Maharagi, Sri Maharagi, who dominate the world. And then we have the Srimat Simhasaneshwari, where the Manomaya Kosha has been conquered and is established in knowledge. And all this is possible when the knowledge is obtained from the Chidagni Kunda Sambhuta, the knowledge of the Chit, Yogaha Chitta Vritti Nirodha. So that is where we get the inklings of a higher mind which controls the lower knowledge, where the Jivatma tries to control through the activities of Gayatri and Savitri, where the beginnings of the awakening of Vijnanamaya Kosha happens. There, the sadhaka is now able to do the works divine, Devakarya, Samudyata. So with these Shat Chakras dominating the five koshas, the Mooladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipuraka, Anahata, Vishuddhi, being brought into control by the Ajna, control the Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya koshas, with a tendency towards the development of Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya koshas. The powers have a three type of movement, which is known as the wave-like motion. The wave-like motion is a process where one utilizes the energies which are in wave-like motion to establish a contact with the external world. Generally, we never have the knowledge of the spiral movement energies or circularly moving energies, what is known as the kundalini energies or the cyclic energies. But when we come to the specific process of kundalini sadhana, we have the spiral movement, which is also known as the kundalini movement, when it goes from Mooladhara to Ajna. And this spiral movement is nothing but the movement of the evolution. And hence, you can have a natural millions of years of possibility of evolution through nature, or a possibility of completing the whole cycle of evolution by following the spiral path around the backbone, or what is known as the Kundalini Jagarana. And now, in the brain and the Sahasrara, when we cross the evolutionary aspects, when we reach the divine aspects, when the evolution of the mental body, the Vijnanamaya Kosha and the Andamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha is also completed, then the divine thoughts, the Sahasrara, takes over the charge of the sadhaka's activities, where he surrenders completely to the majestic peace and calm that surrounds him, first in the brain and then just above the brain. We have the energy movement in a cyclic process. This cyclic process is compared with the objects like sun and the moon, and these thoughts, the divine thoughts, are also known as the drops. The chakras that are present in the backbone not only have the ability to receive, but they can broadcast also. Many of the possibilities and powers of the chakras are unknown and are always in a latent state, in a sleeping state. If we can awaken them and know the possibilities of the various powers that can be used through the chakras, the sadhaka can not only have a contact with all the tremendous powers in the world and the universe, but also he can have a contact and influence the different places in the different parts of the earth. The journey from Mooladhara to Sahasrara, or from the seed of desire, more so from the seed of sexual desire, to the seed of knowledge, Brahma Bija, is known as the Mahayatra. All the yogis reach their ultimate goal by following this Mahayatra. The prana is basically has its place at the Mooladhara, which is the source for all the sexual attractions and all the forces of creation through Mooladhara and Swadhisthana, which has its opening not because of our efforts but because of the natural evolution. When we talk about the chakras, and want to enumerate them, generally they are said to be five, because there are only 5 chakras in the backbone. If you add the Ajna chakra in the 4 part of the brain, we have 6. And if you add the 7th Sahasrara at the top of the head, we have 7. So we have 5, 6 and 7 as the count of chakras, depending upon to which chakra development the yogi is interested in. But actually, the number of chakras is not limited to only 7. In the subtle body, they have enumerated 108 chakras. And these 108 chakras, because they are small, they are known as upattikas. And the number of 108 beats in the Japamala is because of these 108 chakras or upattikas that are present in the subtle body. And when these small upattikas, when awakened, sometimes give greater powers and possibilities than the well-known greater 5 chakras. These chakra orientation, especially of Mooladhara and Swadhisthana, is the real motive of marriage. When just a physical contact of a husband and wife develops in them such a love, a mutual affinity, each one always caring for the other, then if there is a possibility, if there is a tendency, if there is a happening where the Atma principles also are exchanged, then what great results we can have. The wives of the great persons have also obtained this fame because of the powers of their husbands, Sita and Rama, Radha and Krishna. Because even though on the physical plane there is a difference in their abilities, on the spiritual plane they become one, they become united. The wife of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Sharada Mata, Kasturi Bai of Gandhiji, and Mata Bhayoti Devi, my wife, also got the spiritual enlightenment because of my nearness, says Sri Ram Sharma Acharya Gurudev. So this process of marriage is actually the basis of Kundalini Jagarana. It is for the Kundalini Jagarana and Pranashakti Jagarana that one is married, where the two incomplete halves merge together to become one. Even then, in a physical sexual act, people give away their energies to each other. And if this spiritual maithuna, the meeting of the Mooladhara with the Sahasrara, can be done, and that bliss, that ananda, nobody can understand until he reaches that place and is able to utilize those energies. The Kundalini Jagarana can be done in 3 different ways or in 3 different steps. The first is known as the Kundalini Jagarana, the Dhyana Yoga, and the second is known as the Kundalini Jagarana, the Prana Yoga, and the third is known as Kundalini Jagarana, the Laya Yoga or Nada Yoga. Now we are going to discuss certain exercises and practices. The sadhaka should always remember that he should, with a positive attitude, common sense and discrimination, understand every step of the sadhana. He should make a mental picture. He should visualize the entire process of that particular sadhana, from the first step to the last step. And not only that, he should understand the rationale and the signs of development, which every stage indicates. He should understand that when he reaches that particular step, what type of experiences he is supposed to get, what type of alteration his daily life will have. When you are very sure of the process and the various stages of the practices, and you are very sure that you understand the results of the sadhanas, only then one should start practicing. If not, any sadhana is dangerous. The Kundalini Jagarana sadhana, the awakening of Kundalini, means to nourish, to develop the divine powers which exist in us in a seed form. We have seven cervical bones or vertebrae, 12 thoracic bones, 5 lumbar, 9 sacral, and 4 that of the coccyx. These 7 plus 12, 19 plus 5, 24 plus 9, 33 vertebrae are the seats of the 33 types of divine powers. And while discussing the various aspects of Kundalini, the Mount Kailasa of Shiva and the ocean of milk of Sri Vishnu are nothing but the picturization of the powers in pineal, that is of Lord Shiva or knowledge, and pituitary, that is Lord Vishnu or action, karma. A knowledge which is not linked with karma is of no use. That is why all the blessings of Shiva, Varadanas of Shiva, has to be under the control of Vishnu. In the same way, in and around the Jananendriya, the organ of reproduction, the Mooladhara exists, which has the seed of the Mahakali. The seed of the Mahakali are Kundalini, has its basis in the Mooladhara, which is known as the coccyx. The 4 vertebrae that form the coccyx is known as the Swayambhu Linga of Mooladhara. Vivekananda explained that the residual sensations can be equated to the residual magnetism of a generator, and the kundalini power can be equated to the coils and the electricity that is generated in it. Therefore, the process of yoga sadhana is like operating the electrical dynamo generator. One should always be remembered that the anatomy that is being discussed in all these pages is the anatomy of the subtle world, the pranamaya kosha. Only their reflections, their anatomical reflections, are there in the physical body. The various glands, bones, blood vessels, nerves, all the reflections of the chakras and the nadis. Now, we are going to the various sadhanas. As we have already discussed, the three types of sadhanas, that of Dhyana Yoga and Prana Yoga or Nadi Yoga, related to the awakening of Kundalini. Kundalini Jagarana and the role of meditation, Dhyana Yoga. The entire process of Dhyana Yoga in these sadhanas is that related to the Vishvatma, the sun. Just as the sun rays diversify and go to different directions, our mind also goes to different directions, and hence their effect is very little. But when the sun's rays are concentrated by a lens, we see that cotton immediately take fire. Similarly, if our thoughts are concentrated, tremendous results can be obtained because of the concentrated power of collected thoughts. That is the process of meditation. In meditation, we select an idol or figure for our concentration. The idol or the object taken or selected for meditation must be not only attractive, but it should have certain powerful qualities on which we can meditate. All the objects, whether alive or not alive, in the visible universe, is all the magic of the sun. Heat, light and sound are the three types of powers that have their roots in sun. While doing the meditation of the sun, which is also known as Savita, the internal sun, the upasana, the practice, is generally done at the time of sunset or sunrise. We see the sun with half closed eyes and then absorb his figure and close our eyes. And then we feel that the divine powers along with the rays are pervading all over the body. For this purposes of attracting the energy through eyes and thoughts, the presence of water, especially a large reservoir of water, is very helpful. That is why many people do the sun meditation while standing in a pond, or put at least a water vessel before them, and later they offer it as arghya to the sun god. And some people utilize, for more better results, yellow clothes. In Brahmi Muhurta, or when there are clouds, the sun is not visible. At such times, the sadhaka should turn in the direction where the sun is and practice these meditations. The meditation or the practice of having the sun as one's Ishtadeva has three levels of sadhana. They are known as the upasana, sitting near it, the ritual part of it, sadhana, the practical part of it, and aradhana, using the talents developed by sadhana for the welfare of the world. In Gayatri Mantra, the first charana is Tat Savitur Varenyam. This is the process of worship. As you have closed your eyes and visualizing that the rays of the golden sun are entering you and feeling that they are pervading all your body, making it shining with light, you also think about the qualities of the sun, the penetrating power, the regularity of the sun, the ability of the sun rays to give life, the ability of the sun to open up a seed and develop its internal qualities, whether a plant or a tree or a man or any jiva. So all these qualities of the sun, the heat, light and sound, you should feel that you are acquiring it, and you must almost identify yourself with sun and feel that your nature is being transformed and you are becoming like the sun in thought, word and deed. Then after you finish the upasana, the sitting near part of it, which is advised and helped by the uttering of the eight letters Tat Savitur Varenyam. And remember that it is only not only the upasana and meditative part which helps you, it is the sound technology of the various words that are used which also helps you to develop those qualities. Now we come to the practice of the second step, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Let me establish the divine nature of sun in me, in my brain. Let my brain cells be like sun. Let the ignorance be removed and the divinity be established. And how do you establish it? By behaving like one who has got those qualities in your daily life, all the 24 hours of the day. And then we come to the third part of the mantra, Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat, where the practiced qualities of the sun, which have been established in our brains, mould and transform us in such a way that we always go in the path of evolution. Som Bhur Bhuvasva Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Let the divine sun fit to worship. Remove my ignorance and motivate me towards the path of evolution. And let my bhur, bhuvaha, swaha, the physical, emotional and mental life be pervaded by savita. Now we start the different sadhanas which are based on meditation. The first one is known as the solar center, the navel center, which is also called the Gangotri of divine powers. Just as the scientists give a great value to the nucleus in atomic structure, and the sun has in our solar system, the spiritualists, the occultists and the sadhakas have given the same importance to the navel center. Vibhishana says to Rama that you cannot kill Ravana by any type of a weapon because he has nectar, amrita in his navel, nabhi. By this we can understand how powerful one can become by the development of the solar center. In Goraksha Paddhati, enumerating the results of Manipuraka Chakra, it is said that by the awakening of this chakra, a limitless power is developed in the body. The sadhaka can shake the whole world by these powers. New revolutions can be achieved. From the navel, 24 nadis develop. 10 nadis go upwards, 10 nadis downwards, and 4 nadis branch and branch and branch out and give nourishment to the whole body. This navel center is also a knowledge center also. Our mental attitudes have a direct relationship to our navel center. Just as breath enters the body through nose, the prana shakti enters through the navel center, nabhi chakra, and is sent to all parts of the body. To excite and develop the navel center or nabhi grandhi, there are 3 bandhas which we have to practice. They are the mula bandha, Uddiyana Bandha and Jalandhara Bandha. One should never practice all these things by just reading a book. Always these should be learned under an experienced teacher. Some practices to develop the navel center. First one, lie on your stomach. Take a deep breath which fills the stomach also. Then pump out the air slowly with gaps just as we do in Kapalabhati. This helps to increase the blood flow towards the center and to activate the field. This you can say a Kapalabhati done while lying down on your belly. Second one, every center has a specific color, and when you can concentrate on that color, and you can concentrate on that color coming from all over the universe, rushing into that navel center, the color being yellow, you will be able to attract the requisite amount of energy and you can utilize it whenever you want. So this is a process where you imagine that on your backbone in the Sushumna Nadi, which is present in the etheric double, Pranamaya Kosha, not in the Annamaya Kosha, you have a 10-petaled yellow-colored lotus, which is now bending downwards and the petals are shrunken. And as the yellow-colored rays from all over the world enters and falls over the navel center, slowly the lotus facing downwards and closed turns its direction upwards, and thus slowly the petals are opening. And as the petals are opening, you can concentrate on the various descriptions that are given for the navel center, Manipuraka Chakra, in occult books. Third, sit in a silent place or in the room in which you generally do your meditations. Do 5 to 10 minutes jogging. Sit in Padmasana. Keep the backbone straight. And take 10 to 20 times slow, deep, systematic, diaphragmatic breathing. Or for 3 to 5 minutes do the Nadi Shodhana Pranayama. That is what is also known as the Loma Viloma Pranayama. By this, the Sushumna Nadi will be activated and prana energy starts flowing in the Sushumna. Then you can meditate about the 10-petaled yellow-colored lotus in the navel center and try to merge into the lotus. In a state of ecstasy, in a state of union, where you are almost one with the yellow-colored lotus, feel that the yellow-colored golden rays are flowing all over the nadis, and you yourself are becoming like a Hiranmaya Purusha, glowing with golden aura. And along with it, when the pranic currents, yellow-colored pranic currents, flow through the nadis, you repeat mentally, from the infinite, limitless treasure of the whole universe, I am attracting the atoms of health, peace, prosperity, success, pranashakti, inspiration and siddhi, and they are flowing into me and are being stationed in the yellow lotus at the navel center. This is the thought process which you will have to repeat yourself continuously for 10 minutes. From the limitless treasure of the whole universe, I am attracting the atoms of health, peace, prosperity, pranashakti, inspiration, success and siddhi. They are being attracted and collecting in the navel center, in the Manipuraka Chakra, in the solar chakra. I am attracting the atoms from the limitless treasury of the nature, the atoms of health, peace, prosperity, happiness, pranashakti, inspiration, success and siddhi. And these are being collected in my solar plexus. And then for 10 more minutes, you feel that these collective powers of health, happiness, peace, pranashakti, intuition, success and siddhi are now going upwards and all over the body, giving it its own illumined aura. With these auto-suggestions, as you are releasing the breath, you should feel the pulsations of the prana going upwards in the backbone, in the spinal cord. Take 1 or 2 minutes rest, then repeat the process. This is to be done at least 5 to 10 times. The breath should be so controlled that while you are inhaling or exhaling, no sound must be audible. It should be done in a very slow, rhythmic pace. While doing this exercise, importance must be given to the auto-suggestions and they should be repeated with full faith and belief. Within 2 months, you will see the results in your body as well as in your brain. And when a sadhaka reaches that place or that level, he becomes a sadhu and a mahatma. And even others can also feel the effect of these electromagnetic waves coming out from his mind. There is another practice which is known as the practice of the etheric double, where the pranamaya kosha, the etheric double, attracts the 7 colored rays of the sun into its body. The 7 colored etheric atoms or pranic atoms of the sun enter the sadhaka through the spleen. These psychic atoms or pranic atoms, though are very small, are so brilliant that many can see them with their open eyes. When you see towards the sky with your back behind towards the sun, you see very small, vibrant, dancing, brilliant particles. These are called the lifetrons, the psychic particles, or the prana atoms. These atoms are made up of the 7 types of etheric principles. The 7 principles of ether are in 7 colors. The sun rays also have 7 colors. When the sun rays enter the spleen, the colors are differentiated and diverge, and they enter their fields of activity. The blue and red, that is mixed with indigo, go towards the throat center. Light blue colored rays go into the Vishuddhi. These 2 colors keep the throat pure and gives power and sweetness to the voice. The special blue color of Kasani flower and the deep blue color rays enter the brain. Because of this blue colored rays, our thoughts are colored by devotion, and renunciation. The dark blue color rays go towards the lower part of the brain and the middle part of the brain, and the blue color rays go to the Sahasrara. The green color rays enter the heart, which purifies the blood vessels, gives them power and purity. The body is made beautiful. These rays latter turn towards the brain, where there is a meeting of thoughts and emotions. The yellow color rays give power to digestion. It goes to the Manipuraka chakra. The rose colored rays go all over the nerves and give health and vitality. The rose colored rays, if they are present in excess in a man, he is able to cure diseases by his touch. The trees of eucalyptus and devadaru, that is pine, have an excess of rose colored rays in their atmosphere. That is why sitting below them gives you health. The red and orange colored rays go towards the sexual organs, to the Swadhisthana and Muladhara chakras, and cure the diseases that are related to them. The red and orange colored rays also adjusts and maintain the temperature of the body. The light indigo color rays go towards the red and yellow rays and helps in their activities. If we can have a control over our sexual instincts, these same light indigo colored rays, which were joined and entering the red Swadhisthana and the orange color, are deflected towards the brain, and the miracles like prophecy, seeing things happening at a distance and hearing sounds from afar, can be obtained. Thus, by meditating on these seven types of rays coming from the sun through our spleen and diverting themselves to the different parts of the chakras, one can get a number of riddhis and siddhis.